chapters.
我们今天是以弗所书的最后一次讲道。
Today will be the last sermon on the book of Ephesians.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父, 我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy.
主，感谢你在创世之前你就给你儿女所预备的救恩。
Thank you for having prepared salvation for us in the eternal past.
让我们这些本来不配的人，因着耶稣基督你在我们十字架上我们所成就的，我们可以坦然无惧来到你的面前。
Even though we are unworthy, but we can come with confidence to you because what Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
把我们的心思意念我们可以告诉主。
So we may present to you our words and our thoughts.
主，你就把我们该当行的事来告诉我们。
And you will teach us what we ought to do.
所以主就透过今天的主你的信息，你继续对我们讲话。
So please continue to speak to us through today's sermon.
让我们能够真的知道主，你让我们如何服侍你，如何来荣耀你的名。
So that we know how to serve you and how to glorify your name.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的信息呢，是使徒保罗写给以弗所信徒的这封信的最后的结尾。
So today is the end of the letter written by Paul to the Ephesians.
那么，如果我们读新约中保罗的所有的书信，我们会发现。
If we read all the Pauline epistles, we'll know.
那么他的大多数的书信都是以个人的问安和祷告作为结束的。
Majority of the epistles ended with personal greetings.
但是在以弗所书这封信里面，他没有个人的问安。
But in this epistle, there's no personal greeting.
而是以向以弗所信徒介绍 这个代信人，也就是他的一起和他一起服侍主的这个亲密的同工推基古。
So actually, he is recommending the messenger whom is a co-worker with Paul. His name is Tychicus.
那么，因为这个书信的这个篇幅有限呢，那么推基古会把信中没有提到的一些事，可能也是以弗所信徒心中挂虑的一些事，要告诉以弗所的这些弟兄姐妹们。
There may be some things that is not written in the letter, but Tychicus is going to tell them what they really wanted to know.
也就是有关保罗个人情况和他在罗马的事工，那么让推基古给一个详细的汇报。So
he can give them a detailed report of how Paul is doing in Rome.
也就是说，推基古呢要在以弗所信徒面前要为使徒保罗做一个详细的见证。
So in other words, he wanted Tychicus to give a testimony for him.
那么保罗呢，要派推基古为他所做的见证的目的，那是要安慰以弗所的信徒。The
purpose is to comfort those believers in Ephesus.
要他们不要因为他所受的这些苦楚而沮丧。So
they won't be depressed because of what he is suffering in Rome.
因为保罗知道他们一直在为他自己的境况而挂虑。Because
he knows those people are caring for what he is going through.
那么在以弗所书的3章13节，保罗这样说：“所以，我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀。”
So in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul says, So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory.
那保罗之所以这样说，他是想让以弗所的信徒明白。
The reason Paul said this is to want them to know.
神给他的使命就是把福音传给更多不信的人的中间。
God gave them the commission is to spread the gospel to many more unbelievers.
让更多没有信耶稣的人听到福音。
So that many people who do not believe in Jesus may hear the gospel.
如果这个目的能够达到，保罗是不惜任何代价的。
So if for this purpose, well, Paul is willing to pay any cost.
他没有为自己所遭遇的这些苦楚而苦恼。
He did not because of what he's suffering.
那么他反觉得是喜乐的。
But he felt joy.
因为福音总是被传开了。
Because the gospel was spread.
所以以弗所的信徒呢，应当和他一同喜乐。
So the believers should be sharing his joy.
那么除了安慰以弗所的信徒呢，保罗也透过祈求祷告为他们祝福。
Not only that, he will also through prayers to bless those believers.
想使他们因为诚心爱主的这个心呢，让他们得到从主那里来的一切的恩惠。
Because of their love for the Lord, they are deserving some comforts from the Lord.
也让他们能够彼此相爱。
So that they can love one another.
那么在短短的四节经文中，这个爱这个字呢，出现了三次。
In the short four verses, the love appeared three times.
可见呢，这是一段充满爱的信息。
So this is a message of love.
那么盼望圣灵呢，透过今天的信息的分享，能够帮助我们能够明白。
Hopefully that we can understand through the message by the work of the Spirit.
那么基督徒呢，我们应当借着分享、见证、祷告和祈求。能够在爱中彼此来安慰和祝福。
As a Christian, so we should and comfort each other in prayers, in testimonies, and in supplication.
那我想从两个方面来和大家分享。
I'm going to share with you from two different points.
那一就是我们要在爱中分享见证来安慰信徒。
So the first one is counseling the believers with love.By sharing testimonies.
那么还有就是，我们也可以在爱，我可以在爱中呢，透过祷告祈求来祝福圣徒。
And we can also bless the believers with love by praying and supplicating.
那我们先看第一点，保罗他是在爱中借着分享见证来安慰信徒。
So the first, Paul is comforting the believers in love.
那我们先看第，这是在二十一到二十二节两节经文。我们先读这两节经文。今有所亲爱、忠心侍奉主的弟兄推基古，他要把我的事情并我的景况如何全告诉你们，好叫你们知道。我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
This is verse 21 and 22.So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and the faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts.
那么推基古呢，他是来自亚西亚，也就是现在的土耳其。
So we know that Tychicus came from Asia Minor, is today's Turkey.
那么新约第一次提到这个他呢，是在《使徒行传》的二十章。
He was first mentioned in chapter 20 of the Acts.
那么那里告诉我们说，推基古呢，他是保罗的同工，他是亚细亚人。
So he is from Asia Minor. He's a co-worker of Paul.
那么其实在原文中，保罗从两方面向以弗所使徒信徒呢介绍推基古。
Paul introduced Tychicus to the believers in two different ways.
那么首先他说他是他的一位亲爱的弟兄。
He is a beloved brother.
那么这表明了推基古和保罗的关系是非常亲密的。
So means that they have a very intimate relationship.
那么他也深受使徒保罗的信任。
And he was also trusted by Paul.
那么这是保罗托他带这封信给以弗所信徒，并且在那里让他为他自己做见证的主要的原因。
This is the main reason Paul entreated Tychicus to go to Ephesus and give a testimony.
那么保罗呢，在向哥林多教会介绍提摩太的时候，也使用了类似的表达。
So Paul used a similar way introducing Timothy.
那么在哥林多的哥林多前书四章十七节，他这样讲，他说：“因此，我打发提摩太到你们那里去， 他在主里面是我所亲爱有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
In 1 Corinthians 4:17 Paul wrote, That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my way in Christ as I teach them everywhere in every church.
我们知道呢，保罗跟提摩太的关系是非常亲密的，称他为他灵里面属神的儿子。
So we know that Paul and Timothy are very intimate with each other. He calls Timothy his spiritual son.
那么这里呢，他表达他跟推基古的关系几乎 跟提摩太的这个表达是一样的。
So here he introduced his relationship with Tychicus is very similar.
所以我们可以知道呢，推基提摩太这个、保罗跟这个推基古他俩之间的关系是不是一般的关系。
So we know the relationship between Paul and Tychicus is not just a common relationship.
那么保罗同时呢也告诉以弗所的信徒，推基古呢是一位忠心服侍主的仆人。
Paul also tells them that Tychicus is a faithful servant.
那么在保罗那个时代呢，仆人他一般是有两层的含义。
In those days, there are two meanings for a servant.
那么一是指的在教会中承担重要责任的这个信徒。
One is that people who have a responsibility in the church, believers.
那么比方在这个腓立比书的一章一节，那么这样。他说耶稣基督的仆人保罗和提摩太，就这样。
So in the Philippians chapter 1 verse 1 he says the servants of Christ.
所以这里面的意思就是说这些人是在教会里面负有主要责任的这些神的信徒。
That means those are people who have responsibility in the church.
那么这个仆人呢，另一个方面也是指，一个是指这个信差，就是送信的人。
Another word for the servant is a messenger.
那么也是也有时候也是指那是帮助主人做事的这些家庭的雇工。
Or is kind of a domestic help.
那么保罗呢也告诉哥罗西书的信徒，那么说推基古的确是一位忠心服侍主的仆人。
Paul also tells the believers in Colossae that Tychicus is a faithful servant.
那么他在哥罗西书的四章七节他说。有我亲爱的弟兄推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。
So in the chapter 4 of Colossians in verse 7 Paul says Tychicus will tell you all about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and a fellow servant in the Lord.
所以呢，保罗在这里呢，首先介绍了推基古，他做了一个简单介绍后呢，保罗接着就告诉以弗所的信徒，推基古不只是把这封信带给他们。
After the introduction, he is telling them not only Tychicus bring them the letter.
他还有另一项使命。
He has another mission.
那么就是为保罗在以弗所的信徒面前做见证。
It to be a testimony for Paul in the church of Ephesus.
那么安慰他们，挂虑他的心。
So I can comfort them, so they don't have to worry about him.
那保罗说，推基古要把他的事和他的景况告诉以弗所的信徒。
He says, Tychicus is going to tell them how he is and what he is doing.
那么他不但呢，要通过见证保罗的事工和景况安慰他们。
Not only he's going to give testimony of Paul's situation.
那么他也要通过自己与保罗同工的亲身经历和感受来安慰他。
He's going to comfort them by his own personal experiences.
所以呢，保罗在这里说，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
So that you may know who we are, and also he may encourage your hearts.
那么弟兄姐妹们，其实基督徒呢，我们并不是活在一个虚浮的世界。
什么世界？
虚晃的世界。
So we do not live in a world that's in vain.
我们其实活在一个堕落的世界。
We're in a depraved place.
那么我们会经历喜怒哀乐。
We will experience joy and sadness.
我们也会经历呢生命的这个起伏和冷暖。
We'll also experience the ups and downs.
那么就像保罗，也就像以弗所的信徒一样。
Just like Paul and like the believers of Ephesus.
我们有坚强的时候，我们也会有软弱的时候。
There are times we will be strong and times we will be weak.
所以这也是为什么保罗让这个推基古来到以弗所这边来烧这封信的原因。
This is why he sent Tychicus to bring the message.
所以我们也是需要，我们每现在的基督徒，我们也需要彼此的安慰，彼此的扶持，彼此的鼓励。
So as a Christian of today, we also need our mutual comforting, mutual support.
不管夫妻之间，父母与儿女之间。
Whether it's between couple and between parents and children,
或者是教会的弟兄姐妹之间，
or between brothers and sisters,
我们都需要这样彼此之间的宽慰，彼此之间的勉励。
We need this kind of comfort and encouragement.
那么也许是一份手写的书信，
maybe it's a written letter,
也许是一张卡片或者一个电邮，
maybe a card or email,
那么也许是一条微信。也许是一个电话，
maybe a telephone or a message.
那么其实几句简单的话语就可以表达我们彼此在主里面的爱，彼此挂念的心。
A short message can express our caring for each other in the Lord.
那么记得很多年前呢，我听过一首歌，就叫《一封家书》。我想很多朋友可能听过这首歌。
I heard a song called One Letter to Home.Maybe you all have heard it.
那么里面唱的歌词呢是非常非常简单的话。
It's very simple lyrics.
那么它是描述一个在外打工的儿子写给爸爸妈妈的信。
在外面干什么？
接工作，打工的。
It's a son who's working outside send a letter home to his parent.
那么他写的很通俗，却很打动人心。
It's very common but very touchy.
那我介绍，我拿出几句歌词来，我跟大家分享。他首先说：“亲爱的爸爸妈妈，你们好吗
？”So dear, mom and dad, are you well?
那么现在的工作忙吗？你们身体好吗
？Are you busy? Are you healthy?
那么他说：“虽然我很少写信，说其实我很想家。
”Even though I don't write often, but I think about them a lot.
那么还有就是说，以前儿子不太听话，现在却懂事长大了。
I used to be not very disobedient, very obedient, but now I'm grown.
他说：“爸爸妈妈要多保重身体，不要让儿子放心不下。”
So parents should take care of themselves, so I won't worry.
我引用这些他的话呢，主要就是为了，就是说我们基督徒之间其实也没有什么复杂的，其实就是有一些简单的话语就可以表达出我们在主里面的爱，彼此的挂念。
So in other words, we don't have to write a very complicated letter, just some simple words.
因为我们也是一个基督里的一家人。
We are all in the same family.
那么随时我们都可以用各样的方式，简单的话语来彼此安慰和彼此扶持。
We can comfort each other, support each other with many different ways.
那么让我们属灵的生命呢，能够一起在主里面成长，能够一起奔走天路。
So that we can grow together in our spiritual life and travel the heavenly journey.
那么保罗在这里介绍了推基古和他自己的亲密关系和对他对神的忠心。
Now, after he has introduced the intimate relationship and the faithful service of Tychicus,
还有就是他这次来到以弗所的使命。
And the mission of him going to Ephesus.
那么接着保罗就开始为这些以弗所的信徒来祝福。
Then he continued to bless the brothers and sisters in Ephesus.
那么这也是我要分享的第二个方面，就是在爱中借着祷告和祈求来祝福信徒。
This is the second point of the sermon, blessing the believers with love.By praying and supplicating.
那么这是在最后的两节，23-24，他这里讲，愿平安、仁爱、信心，从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。 并与所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
That's the last of two verses. Peace be to the brothers and love with the faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible.
那么这里我们看到呢，保罗从两个方面祝福以弗所的信徒。
So Paul blessed the Ephesian believers in two different ways.
那么他先是祈求神把平安、仁爱和信心赐给他们。
He first got to give them peace and love and faith.
然后他就祝愿他们得着所有这些从神而来的丰富的恩惠。
And wish they can receive all these blessings from God.
那么保罗首先求神赐给他们平安。
First, he asked God to give them peace.
那么在中文圣经中呢，有那把这个 peace， 那么有时候译成平安，有时候译成了和平。
So there's in the Chinese meaning, either is a peace, either that's only one way to say it.
那么其实呢，它是一个词，所以都是这个 peace 的意思。
So just the one meaning.
那保罗在他的书信中经常祈求神把他的平安赐给信他的人。
So Paul often asked God to give peace to other people.
那么在以弗所书中，那么保罗更强调平安在基督徒生活中的重要性。
So Paul also emphasized the importance of peace in the life of believers.
那么在以弗所书的第二章，保罗说基督就是信徒的平安。
So in the chapter 2 of Ephesians, Paul says,Christ is the peace of believers.
因为我们没有平安，那是因为我们跟神的关系破裂。
When we do not have a peace, which means we lost our relationship with God.
但是因为通过基督在十字架上死，他已经成全了律法。
Because through the death of Christ, he has fulfilled the law.
那么能够使我们这些外邦的信徒，能够和犹太人这些信徒能够在主耶稣基督里面能够有了同等的地位。
So that we as Gentiles may have the same position with the Jewish believers.
那么两下能够合而为一，能够在主耶稣基督里。
So we can become one in the Lord.
那么透过耶稣基督的死，也使所有信徒能够与神和好，不再被定罪。
So through the death of Jesus,All believers are reconciled with God and no longer be condemned.
所以因为神不再定你我的罪，我们的心中才会有平安。
Because we are no longer condemned, therefore we may have peace.
那么在第四章，保罗吩咐所有信徒在基督里要竭力保守神所赐的合一。
So in the chapter 4, Paul encouraged all believers to keep fast the unity.To be united in the Lord.
而且他说这种合一乃是靠和平联系在一起的。
So the kind of union together is through peace.
和平或者是平安，也就是说这个和平或这个平安呢，成为把基督徒联系在一起的一个粘合剂。
So peace is the only way to connect all the believers.
那么在以弗所书的第四章第三节，他说用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3 he says eager to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
所以呢，我们是在圣灵的每个人我们在圣灵的作用下，是在用和平这种方式把我们联系在一起的。
So we are connectedunder peace in the Lord.
那么在上次的信息中，我们分享神所赐的全副的军装的时候
，Last message we were discussing the full armor of God.
那么保罗有勉励信徒要把平安的福音当鞋子穿在脚上。
Paul encouraged us to wear peace as a shoe.
那么这样呢，他说我们可以抵挡魔鬼，可以站立得稳。
So we can stand firm and fight against the devil.
所以呢，保罗在以弗所书的最后 还是以祷告要把平安赐给以弗所的信徒。
So at the end of the letter, he continued to ask peace to be given to the believers.
所以我们可见了平安在每个基督徒的心中它的重要性。
Now we can see how important peace is in our lives.
所以常常听到弟兄姐妹的祷告，也是说求神赐我们平安，赐我们喜乐。
So we often hear the prayer that the people say, "Give us peace, give us joy."
所以这种平安只有基督徒，只有在耶稣基督里，我们才会真正的感受到。
This kind of peace we can only have in the Lord.
所以保罗接着呢，求神赐他们仁爱和信心。
And then he asked God to give them love and faith.
那么这种爱呢，包括基督徒之间的爱。和神对信徒的爱。
So this is the love between the believers and the love between God and believers.
那么信徒呢，信耶稣之前，我们都是背逆神，与神为敌的。
So we, before become believers, we are all enmity with God.
那我们蒙恩得救，完全是出于神的怜悯和慈爱。
The reason we were blessed and redeemed is by the love of God, Lord.
我们能够听了福音以后，能够信耶稣基督，能够做我们的救主和我们生命的主。
So after we receive the gospel, we can love the Lord, believe in Him.
那么完全是靠神在基督里所赐你我的信心。
This is all because the faith given to us by God in Christ.
所以呢，因着基督他先爱了我们。他也要求我们弟兄姐妹之间要彼此相爱。
Because Christ loved us first, therefore we should love one another.
所以在以弗所书的第五章的第一节和第二节前半部分，他说：“所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。”
So in the chapter 5.Verses 1 and 2. It says, Therefore, imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
所以呢，当保罗为以弗所的信徒祷告，让他们能够经历从神而来的爱和信心的时候。
So when Paul pray for the Ephesians, ask them to have love and peace from God.
那么他盼望他们真知道神对他们的爱。
So he hoped they do understand the love from God.
这样他们才能在基督里彼此相爱。
Then they can truly love each other in Lord.
那么既然平安、仁爱和信心都是从神而来的，不是信徒本身所有的。
So we know that peace, love, and faith can only come from God.
那么这些行事为人的态度和品行都是神赐下的恩惠。
So all our deeds are grace from God.
那么信徒能够有这些美德，都是出于神的爱。
The reason we can be virtuous is because the grace of God.
所以我们信徒没有任何自夸的理由。
So we have nothing to boast.
那么直到神已经把平安、仁爱和信心赐给了所有信他的之人。
Because God has given peace, love, and faith to all those who believe in Him.
那么保罗接下来呢，就为那些有所有诚心爱主耶稣基督的人来祝福。
So Paul continued to bless those who love Jesus Christ.
那么盼望他们真正得着从所有这些从神而来的丰富的恩惠。
So they can really receive the blessings from God.
那么这里诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人，那么在原文中他的意思是以不朽的爱爱我们主耶稣基督的人。
So in another word, the kind of love speaking by the original word is the incorruptible love.
那么保罗呢，在这里祝福那些以不朽的爱爱主耶稣基督的人，从神得到各样丰丰富富的恩惠。
So Paul is blessing those who have an incorruptible love for Christ may receive all the blessings.
保罗在这里是想要说的是，真正的信徒爱的对象乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
So he's telling us the object of our love is Lord Christ.
并且是用永恒不朽的爱去爱主耶稣。
So we love our Lord with incorruptible eternal love.
那么他是在强调我们作为基督徒生命的核心，或者是说基督徒生命的本质。
So what is saying the core of our Christian life?
那是在于我们心中对那位拯救我们的主耶稣。
Depend on the Lord who redeemed us.
有一种永不改变的爱。
So we have an incorruptible love.
所以呢，成为一个基督徒，其实就是成为一个永远专爱耶稣基督的人。
So become a Christian.It's like becoming a person who only loves Christ.
就是一个以基督为我们生命中心的人。
So it's a Christ-centered people.
那么其实我们知道保罗在写这封信的时候，他正是在这个为主的缘故而被这个作监。
We know that when Paul was writing this epistle, he was imprisoned for Christ.
所以他特意呢来差派这个推基古要送信到以弗所这里。
That's why he sent Tychicus to come to Ephesus.
那么让他们知道他在这里的情况。
So let them know his situation.
那么让他们从他的书信中得到信心的坚固和安慰。
So that they can receive encouragement and comfort through his epistle.
所以保罗想到的不是他自己的感受和他的处境。
Paul was not thinking about his experiences.
而是基督交托他的事工得以完成。
He was thinking that he can commit, fulfill the commission by God, by Jesus.
还有就是他想到的就是在以弗所的信徒那么对他的挂虑。
He also was worried about the Ephesians believers caring for him.
那么在他安慰完他们，他们就会有更大的信心来跟随主，来服侍主。
Once he comforts them, they may have a greater faith to serve the Lord.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你是用怎样的标准来衡量你和主耶稣基督的关系。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know how you measure your relationship with the Lord.
那么其实我们每一个人都有我们自己的标准或是好恶来衡量我们与别人的关系。
So we all know how.We measure our relationship with others.
那比如，如果你是已经结婚的人
，If you are married，
那么你可能会用配偶对你的敬重或者关心体贴来衡量你们关系的好坏。
You may evaluate your relationship by how your spouse care about you and listen to you.
那么，如果你是一个在职场工作的人
，If you are a worker。
你可能会以你的老板是否器重你来衡量你和他的关系。
You may evaluate your relationship by how your boss think about you.
那么，如果你是一个做父母的
，If you're a parent，
你可能会以你儿女是否听你的话，是否在凡事上顺服你来衡量你和他们的关系。
You may evaluate your relationship with them depending how they being obedient to you.
那么同样，你也很可能作为基督徒，你会以神是否来满足你的祷告来衡量你与神的关系。
So as a Christian, you may evaluate your relationship by how God may answer your prayer.
那么大家从这些里面有没有看到？那么在所有这些衡量我们自己与他人以及神的关系的这些标准里面，其实暗含着一个同样的前提。
So you may, I don't know if you can detect with all the relationship, there is a common thread.
其实就是我们总是从自己的需要和感觉来感觉是否得到满足出发来衡量我们与周围人的关系。
So we only evaluate our relationship and see if we were satisfied by the others.
那么衡量我们，那么有时候也是用这种方式来衡量我们跟神的关系。
We also use this to measure our relationship with God.
也就是说，我们衡量一切关系的前提， 无论是我们和他人的关系，乃至于我们和神的关系。
So whether we measure our relationship with people or with God,
其实我们都是以自我为中心。
So we were self-centered.
我们是不是想到的是不是是我自己的感觉。
So we always first think about ourselves.
那么这样呢，我们的感觉总是受别人的影响。
So our feelings are affected by other people.
所以如果我们的感觉总是受别人的影响，而别人我们也控制不了，所以我们心中不可能有经常的平安。
Because we cannot control other people, so how they feel about us does not give us peace.
但是如果我们换一种方式来思想，
so if we change different ways,
不是以自我为中心，
not to be self-centered,
而是我们如果以基督为中心，
when we do with Christ-centered,
那么我们行事为人的时候，我们想一想这样做，那么首先我们想到的是是不是符合主耶稣基督他的感觉是不是好。
So whatever we do, we would first think if this is good for Christ.
那么既然他要我们爱神和爱人为自己行事为人的最高标这个准则。
If Christ asks us to love God and love man to be the highest standard.
所以我们首先想要的就不该是我们自己的感受。
So we should not think only our own feelings.
而是我们这样做，那么基督是不是喜悦？
We will ask if we do so, will that please the Lord?
那么他人是不是能够得到益处？
Can other people be benefited?
那么这也正是保罗在腓立比书一章五节他讲到的，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
This is what Paul said, you should take Christ's heart as your heart.
那么对于那些还没有认识神的朋友，
For those who still not believing Jesus yet,
那么你可能会觉得我为什么要和神有关系呢？
Why do I have relationship with God?
那是 我只要搞好我和家人和朋友的关系，我就好，就够了。
It's enough just have a good relationship with my family and other people.
反正我也不信神，
I don't believe in God.
那么其实朋友们，让我这样对你们说，那么正是因为你没有搞好与神的关系，
Because you didn't have a good relationship with God.
所以呢，不信神的人也不可能搞好与周围人的关系。
Therefore, you cannot have a good relationship with people around you.
因为我们与他人的关系都是由我们与神的关系而决定的。
Because our relationship with others are determined by our relationship with God.
所以如果你要想与神有美好的关系，你就需要认识神的儿子耶稣基督。
If you want to have a good relationship with God, you need to know God's Son, Jesus Christ.
那么这正是我们福音要传讲的信息。
This is the gospel.
那么我们与神的关系呢，因为我们的犯罪而破裂了。
Well, our relationship with God was broken.
那么这样的破裂带来了我们与神的关系的割裂。
So it caused our separation from God.
与他人的关系的扭曲。
And also caused our relationship with others.
那么与整个自然界的关系也得到破坏。
And also broke our relationship with the entire nature.
所以我们只有信靠基督，我们才会恢复我们与神的关系。
So we can only recover this relationship by believing in Christ.
我们才会建立和谐的人与人之间的关系。
We can only have this way, we may have a harmonious relationship with people.
那么在今天的信息中呢，保罗首先介绍了他的亲密的同工，忠心服侍神的仆人推基古。
So in today's passage, first we introduced Paul's faithful co-worker, Tychicus.
那么他打发他呢，带信给以弗所的信徒。
So he sent him as a messenger to the believers in Ephesus.
目的就是为了安慰和坚固他们的信心。
To encourage and strengthen their faith.
那么保罗呢，祈求神赐他们平安、仁爱和信心。
And Paul also asked God to give them peace, love, and faith.
也祝愿他们因着对基督的爱得到这些属灵的恩惠。
Because their love for Jesus, they may receive such blessings.
那么在保罗所有的这些书信中，他最后都是以祷告结束的。
Paul always ended his epistles with a prayer.
那么这让我们看到祷告对这个教会还有对基督徒个人的属灵生命它的重要性。
We can see the importance of a prayer in the individual lives of Christians.
那么有人说祷告呢是属灵生命的呼吸。
Some people say that prayer is like a breath of our spiritual life.
那么缺乏祷告的属灵生命，那么就像缺氧的身体一样。
So a spiritual life without a prayer is like a physical life without the oxygen.
那我们知道身体缺了氧气，那么就会发生这些，就会反应迟钝、眩晕，甚至严重缺氧就会这个昏迷。
So you know what happens if you do not have enough oxygen.
那么如果我们缺乏祷告的话，我们属灵的生命呢也会有类似的症状出现。
So if we do not have a prayer life, our spiritual life is the same.
那么我们也可以通过祷告来彼此的安慰、彼此的纪念。彼此来接固信心。
So we can comfort each other, encourage each other through our prayer.
那么使教会和圣徒的生命能够得到复兴。
So that we may have revival in the church and in the spiritual life.
所以呢，祷告呢，它不是一个一时心血来潮的举动。它不是一时心血来潮的举动。
So prayer is not just a momentary excitement.
所以应当，它应当成为每位基督徒日常生活中不可缺乎的一部分。
It should be an important part of your life.
应该成为一种常态化的一种生活习惯。
So it should be part of your life become customized.
那么感谢主的带领呢，我们能够开始，我们教会这个为期十周的这个祷告的事工。
So we thank the Lord that we may begin a 10-week prayer.
那么感谢弟兄姐妹的积极参与和对教会的负担。
We also thank the brothers and sisters who participated in this and also their burden for the church.
那么我们现在有20位的弟兄姐妹参与我们这项祷告事工。
Now we have 20 brothers and sisters participate in the prayer ministry.
那我们也随时欢迎其他弟兄姐妹来参与我们。
We continue to welcome brothers and sisters to join.
那我们这里面特别要提到，在我们准备这次祷告事工的过程中，
Just wanted to mention as we prepare for this prayer ministry.
那么我们所认识的 Nolan 弟兄呢，给了我们很大的支持、鼓励和宝贵的建议。
So Brother Nolan gave us a lot of suggestions and the topics for prayer.
我们求主纪念他，那在主里面的爱心和对我们的教会的负担。
May God remember his labor and love for this church.
那我昨天用微信和电邮的方式呢，把这周的祷告内容发给了大家。
I have sent you the content of the prayer through email.
那我们求主通过这次祷告的事工来复兴我们的教会。
I ask the Lord to revive this church through the prayer ministry.
来复兴弟兄姐妹爱主和彼此相爱的信心。
来 revive the love of brothers and sisters for the Lord.
也激发我们去传福音的热心。
Can also stir up our desire to spread the gospel.
我们也知道呢，祷告呢，它是神赐我们的一件属灵的武器。
We know that the prayer is a spiritual weapon given us by God.
那我们好好的使用这个武器，我们可以抵挡魔鬼的诡计和他的破坏。
We can use this to fight against the schemes of the devil.
那么其实祷告呢，也可以让我们能够诚心的来到圣洁的主的面前。
So prayer can lead us into presence of our holy God.
因为我们只有来到圣洁的主的面前，我们才能够体会到我们自己的污秽。
We can only understand how depraved we are when we are facing the holy God.
我们才能够真正的来审查我们自己的内心。
We can only examine our own hearts.
因为在平常情况下，我们内心即便有任何的污秽或者任何的幽暗，我们自己也觉察不到。
Normally, we do not.Even sense how depraved we are.
所以我们只有诚心来到主的面前，求圣灵的引导，我们才能够真实的来审查我们自己。
We can only by the leading of the Spirit that we may examine our own selves before God.
才会看到那些我们平时看不到的自己里面的罪，自己里面的各种不讨神喜悦的心思意念。
So we can see our sin, which normally we would not see.
那么盼望呢，弟兄姐妹们，通过这次祷告的事工。
Through this prayer ministry, I hope for the brothers and sisters
能够培养警醒恒切祷告的这样的习惯。
So can develop a habit that you may pray with steadfastness and also with thanksgiving.
能够得着神为我们预备的各样的丰盛的祝福。
So we may receive abundant blessings through God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们又能够一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, once again we came before you.
主，感谢你，真的是不管我们有多么的败坏，主你也有应许，你永远不会丢弃我们。
We thank you because you never will forsake us despite our broken and depravity.
主，你告诉我们说，伤心痛悔的心是神所喜悦的。
You told us a contrite heart is what pleases the Lord.
主，你就让我们来到你的面前时，真的是求你的圣灵光照我们每个人的心。
So may your spirit illuminate each one of us before you.
让我们能够知道我们的境况。
So that we know our situation.
让我们知道我们属灵生命的光景。
We know our spiritual status.
那么就把我们真的是完完全全交托在你的手中。
So we commit ourselves into your hands.
让我们不是以自己为我们能做什么，让我们真的把我们一切的盼望就放在耶稣基督你的手里。
We know there's nothing we can do on our own. All we can hope is by your power, our Lord Jesus.
主，让你的旨意行在教会，行在我们每个人的生命中。
May your will be done in this church and in each one's lives.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.